Hello and welcome to Big Trouble in Little Podcast, your weekly home for all things entertainment. This week, it's just a two-man team again, as I'm your host, Joseph Lussell. I'm alongside here with, Sir Feats-a-Lot, Juan Keith Swetlin.
Just I don't. You caught me off guard with the feet thing. I don't even know what to.
Well,
But
as the whole episode last week was, you were in the business and
oh yeah, no, I'm. It's in and out.
We did our
No,
own
we were pre-record. We were talking about lag problems, so I'm all flustered right now. And
yeah.
then you brought up feet, so I think it's gonna smooth me out.
It's gonna smooth it
I'm
out.
ready.
We brought our own BOBs last week, so
It's like a nail file going over like a big toenail just to make it good. We're gonna get smoothed out, baby. Ready to go.
Let's smooth it. I would like to ask you, sir. I forgot to put it in our list of discussion, but how has your week been with the release of one Taylor Swift's like double album?
Oh. It's been Swift heavy is a nice word. It's been stressful. Because I think the podcast folks know my lovely partner. She's a dedicated, powerful Swiftie, S-tier Swiftie. Yeah, that's funny, S-tier. But so yeah, I've listened to the album. It's a mood, as the whatever some cool folks might say. It's a mood. It's a vibe. It's melancholy. It's slow. It's serious. I'm trying to decide still if I like it or not. I personally, okay, I'm gonna do a
Just
little
say
Swifty corner
you did, because if not, they will hunt us down.
here. That's the joke. They'll find us.
They will find
They're
us.
like, no cell entertainment added Taylor Swift.
Check. Cross them
No,
off,
but
you know?
I'm not a terrible fan of the new name of the album, the Tortured Poets Department, but I think after listening to the album, I think it's like kind of ironic. So it's maybe I'm just not cool enough, but whatever. And the album is it's different. I don't know, it's fine. Oh yeah, anyways, I was about to say I was a big fan of Folklore. That was two albums ago. It was very good. And yeah, lots of what's going on in the house. I'm maintaining my theory. It's mostly a troll fake theory that Travis Kelce Taylor Swift relationship's fake.
You've been saying that for a while now.
Yeah, I've been saying that for a while now. And yeah, that's I know it's probably not fake, but it's funny if it is, so that's why I'm believing it. And yeah, I don't know. It's fine. There's a couple bangers on there. I like the Post Malone like single. That song's pretty good. It's got a rad video too.
Yeah, all I know is they come in, hey,
No,
you don't
Taylor's got
say,
shooters. That's
one song's all about like Kim Kardashian, allegedly,
that song's pretty good.
and I guess like after the
Yeah, you
song
don't.
came out, she lost like 100,000 followers on like all her
So
social
cool.
medias.
I enjoy how like powerful the Swift Army is. That's kind of fun.
It's
And it makes like old it makes old people that don't really care like have to like say things about her, which is funny. Because I mean, like everybody knows "Shake It Off," and it's like, oh, this "Shake It Off" singer is like saying something bad about whatever cause. It's like now I have to respond to this.
Yeah,
Like, I remember when what year was that, when was there whatever, like Taylor Swift like sort of endorsed some Democrat or whatever, and Trump had to like say the words Taylor Swift,
It was
which
the
was
2016, either
yeah
2016 or 2020. She
it's like
I was gonna say,
Trump hasn't
she has been endorsing the against him for so long, and I think, as I said,
Which
like she could run for president, she could maybe win. Like, I honestly believe that.
could win for some like governor of some weird state.
Because I know she does it for like Tennessee, like the governor or mayor, like something like that. And then like she has come out and done the whole like vote for Biden or someone, and I just think that she will.
I'm a closed door and two walls away from my Swiftie girlfriend,
Yeah.
and I think I can feel her staring daggers at me right now for like starting to say facts. So
100%.
I can feel the wrath.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
I can feel it. I can feel
I'm
it through
treading
the
lightly
I can feel it through through the computer right
through the
now.
Zoom.
If I see if I see your door start to creak open, I'll tell you to just jump out the window and make
If
sure
there's a sharp knife slowly coming at the back of my neck.
bring your
So I'm not
phone
gonna
and I will
so
find
I'm
you.
yeah, I'm not gonna speak anything as definitive fact. I will only state my opinion.
Yes. And your opinion is wrong. Just say that out loud because then you can not be murdered.
This is my uneducated thought.
Yep. But
No, it's
yeah,
fun. If anything, like, sorry, I'm just staying on Swifty
no,
for one
no, no, no,
second.
go ahead.
I'm jealous. If anything, I'm jealous because I've been rather super fan of several bands throughout the years, and I never got this many albums, like from releases, because she's put out like a ridiculous amount of albums in the last 4 years, and
Well,
it's
she's also done
insane.
the remakes because so she can own
And
the
like then
rights
I'm
to
not
her
even
own.
counting those.
Yeah.
Just like new content. She just keeps on putting out new content, and I'm
I
jealous.
had a discussion with someone about the like about this rage of her, like the craze. And like he was like, I'm a Elvis fan, I'm a Beatles fan, but I was not alive at that time to witness this. And it could be that this is our Beatles
I think,
Elvis fandom of like how crazy, like Beyonce, you put her name in too, but like the there it's just the craziness.
I would almost argue it's like more impressive this time because we have the internet. Like you can just hop on Spotify and listen to anything. Like
Yep.
back then, you had to like go and like buy the record, and they're like, it was just like a smaller scale. Now it's like, I don't know. It's big. It's crazy. It's weird.
Yeah.
She's literally the biggest artist in the world by like a long shot.
Yeah.
Like there's nobody else.
No, and
Also,
without question.
since I think I'm safe to throw out my one little spicy opinion that I don't much care for the new Beyoncé
Yeah, that is a
album.
on the social media, that is also a one of those
I'll get shot down if I
I
say
will
that.
kill you for this, it's like,
It's
well,
boring.
it's just more of the fact like I'm a real country singer. I don't, you don't belong here type
It's
crap. And
like, I think that
like,
stuff's a little fake. I
I know
think
there's a,
that's.
I just know there's a couple good songs on there.
Oh,
I have not,
the
I,
single.
yeah, the one that's on
The song's
the
great on the radio.
radio, but I've not listened to any of her.
I downloaded it for a flight and I listened to like the whole thing. So I was
No.
just sitting, it was a funny moment. It's a funny picture. It's just me on an airplane staring forward kind of angrily with my headphones listening to the Beyoncé album top to bottom.
I do that with a Bad Bunny. I just put on one of his albums and I'm like, I don't understand it. I'm there to vibe.
Think there's some fun parts on it. Like they do, she sort of the album is like it has acts, so there's like themes, and that's kind of fun. So she'll have like a bunch of songs and then like a talking bit song where they have like Willie Nelson will have like a recorded message where she introduces like the next couple tracks as like a radio DJ, or and it's pretty cool. But the production is amazing because she's huge, whatever, she can do that.
No. I've not listened to either albums. I don't know if I ever will. So
Lemonade's far better. Oh,
I do remember everybody. I do remember watching that because she came out with like one of those. If I recall, it's one of those like video albums like they put on HBO. So they had like every song, but it was in the music video format. So I kind of remember that.
Yeah, it was like a whole
Plus,
movie.
yeah. But not, yeah, I know we're like that. I think Taylor Swift is bigger than Beyonce currently because of the fact that, Swift has done the, mega tours for the past 2 years, and that's just been in.
And she's a billionaire.
Yeah, and her also, I think it maybe because of her dating Kelce and being on it, it's, there hasn't been no off season for her for the entertainment wise of being like, all right, what's going on in the news? And there has to be something to do with Taylor Swift, and like because of the football season as well. But yeah, I don't know. I have nothing bad against her, just like, eh. Like I'm still listening to freaking, Bon Jovi and Def Leppard and 80s hair glam. I get yelled
Post
at by
Malone.
and Post Malone, and I get yelled at by people because like, you don't listen to the radio. I'm like, no, I don't. Like, I don't know any of these songs. No.
You guys have yelled at me for listening to the
Well,
radio.
see, but see, you're more up to
Oh
date with the, yeah, I know we do because
yeah.
that's a statistic, but you have your reasons on because of your location of your job and how there's no
Yeah.
service. But it's like, for me, it's like, I don't need to listen to the radio. I don't,
Yeah.
no need in, but everyone's just like, wait, what? You know this song. You know, it's from TikTok. No, I don't know this song. No, you do. I'm like, I don't know this song. But speaking of TikTok, sir,
Yes, I was hoping you'd do that one. You fucking that was like Ken Griffey Jr. 1999, right before he retires.
No, he didn't retire. He
2004.
retired in like,
When did Ken Griffey Jr. retire?
I want to say
2002, that's my guess.
you are way off, my good friend. 2010, my dude.
What?
Yeah,
On
he
the
played.
Reds.
Nope, he played for the Mariners. He went
He
back to
went
the
back.
Mariners. Yeah, but he was like DH, and like the more infamous famous thing about Griffey's like second return to the Mariners is him falling asleep in the locker room during a game.
Want to see 2010 clips of hitting home
He hit a
runs.
couple. He hit a couple.
I wonder how many home runs did Ken Griffey Jr. hit in the year 2010? This is super
I
important to
knew
know.
you were gonna ask that, so I'm actually pulling up right
No,
now
that's why
too.
I'm trying to talk out loud about why this is important that we know this while you look it up. Because like, do you think he like did his walk? But if he hit like nine, I'm gonna go nine.
Batting game logs in 2010.
This is probably hard information to look up.
Oh no, it's his batting log. Hang on. Jay, just give me his, batting. What the hell's batting split? I just give me his. Hang on, I might need to go to different. Ah, here we go. 2010. Wait, he had 0 home runs. He said
Oh
it said he had 0 home
no,
runs. His
oh
batting average was 184. Let me try
okay, I'm gonna do
ESPN. Let me try
2009,
ESPN.
2009.
Oh, here we.
19, baby. 19 in 2009. Ken Griffey Jr. hit 19 home runs in 117 games for the Seattle Mariners in
Yeah.
2009.
Those stats were correct. He had 0. He didn't play many. He only played 33 games because I think he became like a coach. Like they like what they did. They're doing with like Ichiro, and like when Ichiro retired, they're like, you could
Yeah.
be our batting coach. And like
In 2007, he had 30. That's a good number.
yeah.
At
I forget the one year
least
he
back in the 90s, it was a good number.
well, back in the 90s, he was ripping freaking. Where are we at?
What about 1996 or
96,
five?
he had 49.
Yeah, hell
90,
yeah, that's right.
95, he had 17. And I feel like that was the season like
Yeah, he broke his
he got
wrist.
hurt. Yeah, broke his wrist. 49, 56, 56, baby. Then he got hurt in Cincinnati. So, but
Good job, Ken. Good job, Ken.
back to TikTok.
At least he never got caught doing steroids.
Yeah. I think he, if I recall, he just got in the Hall of Fame, and I think everybody got mad because like he got like, let's say there was 100 votes, he got like 99 first place votes. So it was like one person was like, no, he doesn't. He gets like my second tier vote to be in the Hall of Fame. Mariano Rivera got the perfect like 100 for 100 type thing. But like
You can clearly
Griffey.
tell you can tell I'm stalling because I don't have any strong opinions about TikTok.
Oh, I know. No, I'm just telling you what's going on. That's all. In the world of entertainment, TikTok is going to be banned.
it's a huge deal.
Yeah, it's
But
going to be banned.
I don't think it's going to be banned. I think it's they have a year to sell it. I think something
But
TikTok's too.
the owners doesn't want to sell it, so
Yeah, I don't know.
because
Something will
it's like
happen.
it's going to be like he's going to be like I want like $20 billion for it, and someone's like I'll give you $10, and
Well, I
I mean.
think I also maybe okay, here's a fun thing. Allegedly parody satire. I think maybe he will air quotes kill himself.
No,
And some
like
like Epstein.
there it is. Epstein. He's gonna
Yeah.
film. He's gonna film it on TikTok. He's gonna find the dark web on the top TikTok, talk tick
Yeah.
probably of a.
Yeah, TikTok's a huge deal. It's like it's part of the culture now. It's in it.
Do you know why they're banning it?
Yeah, it's most yeah, it's privacy stuff
Yeah.
and like it's a Chinese-owned company and it's alleged that they're able to like spy
Yeah.
through it and there's like
100% there. You know your stuff.
yeah. No, I keep track of it because I keep track of like what like psychotic old conservative folks talk about for some reason because it's fun to listen to.
And you
And
don't, and the
they
funny thing is like you don't have a TikTok. You don't, and that's the funny thing of
no,
like how you know all of
I
it.
know all about
Because you
it.
totally have
No,
a
I've like
TikTok.
I've YouTubed the best TikToks before.
Oh, there you go. That used to be
Hey,
like
what's funny on
Vines, you
TikTok?
know? Yeah.
Yeah. Show me just show me the best TikToks of 2022.
Have you come along sketch? What's up, brother?
Nope, sorry.
No,
I
no.
just showed myself. I just showed my ass there. I don't know that
No.
one.
He's a content maker.
No, I know the oh no, and the
No, oh
computer
yeah.
voice.
Oh yeah.
That's old TikTok.
That's all. Yeah, you're 2000 late on
And
those, my
the
dude.
like when you are trying to wash your dishes and this water hits your spoon, and then like a tidal wave comes
Yeah,
across.
I won't lie. I hate that. I you
Just
think you're
assume that's what all TikTok is.
oh, without question. Oh, well, I'm
Yeah.
just talking about the spoon.
Yeah. Oh yeah, in real
I
life
get
though. Oof.
yeah. Oof, when you're like clean doing dishes and all of a sudden your spoon hits a tidal wave and you're like, I really have to get a paper towel to wipe all this up. God, you know, come
Gets all
on.
over. Yeah, it makes you look like you peed your pants or
Yep,
something.
all the time. Well, I pee my pants while I do it anyway, so it's, you know.
Yeah, that way nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
It's a perfect time to pee your pants when you're doing the
Yeah,
dishes.
yes, it is.
But
So
yeah,
yeah.
TikTok, I think the intelligent takes I've heard is that it's largely like old politicians not understanding what it is, while
Yeah.
simultaneously there being some like actual like fucked up privacy shit they do.
Yeah.
So there is some concerns there, but it's that's not the motivation. It's a lot of the motivation is this like false China scare thing.
Yeah, well, it's just that they're worried. It's always there's like these
Yeah.
type of things like we're worried because of this situation, and it's like no, you're not. There's a deeper version why you're worried. You know, like there is a you
Yeah, it's
know.
just because you hate other places, and also
Yeah.
you like don't understand what young people are doing.
Yeah.
And I don't
But
know. It's a
they have 9 months.
tired argument that goes in circles.
Yeah,
Yeah.
they have 9 months until they
Yeah.
figure it out. I know we talked about it last week. I'm just coming across it because I know you're the Quentin Tarantino dude,
Ooh, is
and
there some updates?
yeah, the ideas of what his movie is going to be.
My
That
prediction was Western.
well, he according to the online IGN is that he was reportedly toying with.
Towing a boat to the
He
lake
was
to go
going to tow
fishing.
a boat, you know, out now,
This
brown cow.
is unbelievable breaking news.
Yeah, he was going to tow a boat. No, he was going to toy with with a goodbye metaverse, and it was going to be that he's going to have characters from all his movies be in it.
Interesting.
So, like, he's going to have a couple new ones, but it's like Sam Jackson or John Travolta from Pulp Fiction, Kurt Russell from, any of
Hateful Eight.
Hateful Eight,
Yeah.
Brad Pitt from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Like, he was gonna, his the idea was for to do a metaverse with all his characters from previous films.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm
Would have you
I
been
don't
okay with that? Or would
know.
you want like something new?
No, I mean, on the surface it sounds stupid as hell. But I don't know. I trust him. I trust him. I'm just gonna put my hands up in the air and watch him cook. I'm gonna like be watch all like it'll be like a oh shit, what's the name of those restaurants? Like Japanese restaurants where you watch them like do the cool onion ring tricks where they do like where they like throw the shit in the air.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I don't know, but I
The
know
Ben, that style of restaurant. Yeah, whatever.
it's not Applebee's, so
I lack words now, but
yeah.
yeah, I'm just sitting in a chair in front of a hot surface watching him cook, and I'm clapping like a stupid monkey. So yeah, like whatever it is, I
Oh,
trust it.
yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh,
Because yeah, I can't. Although my one Tarantino blind spot, I've never seen Jackie Brown. That's my one sin, my Tarantino sin.
I've well, my jokes is a Benihana, by the way.
Thank you.
I've not seen a whole lot. By that I mean I've seen like parts of one. So I've not seen Jackie Brown either, which I've been told is pretty good.
Oh, he doesn't have any misses. Like Pulp Fiction's famous. That's one of the.
Yeah.
He's pretty unimpeachable. My favorite Tarantino joke is that like everyone keeps trying to come at him and cancel him, and just no one can do it. It's great.
Yeah, that man loves his feet, so.
Well, yeah, and that's just he like has leaned into that joke now. So like, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood has a pretty has like a jokey foot shot in it. Like Kill Bill has a famous one. Like they all have a famous foot shot.
Hey man, I remember, I think I was the one that showed you the video of the Jesus Love Feet commercial they did at the Super Bowl, but then I was like, it was Tarantino who showed us the feet way, and it's like,
Yeah, hell yeah.
so
But no,
yeah.
the yeah, Tarantino's cooking. I'll tip.
Yeah.
Although, especially if this is the last one, if he does the 70 millimeter thing, I might, because there's the one 70 millimeter theater up in Portland, which I might do. I think that'd be worth it. If it's the last one,
Yeah.
I could see it being true with him.
Go out on the bang.
He's getting older too. I don't know.
Yeah. But like, I don't, I feel like he, it's one of those things, like, I think he might try and do TV shows or something, like, it's the, he's
Well, I
sure
hope not.
he's gonna finish movies, but he
Yeah.
might, like, I'm going to actually do TV shows going forward for a bit.
No, my favorite Tarantino thing was that he was like actually close to doing a Star Trek movie.
He that
That
was
one.
the, we talked about it a couple weeks ago about how they're making a fourth one with the Chris
Pine.
Pine. Yeah, Chris Pine. And Tarantino was like was going to be the director at one point. Like, that was a for sure thing, but then it all scrapped.
So the first ever podcast I ever listened to was Chris Hardwick, the Nerdist. That was like my first ever podcast. I was doing like years and years and years ago. And I think he interviewed Quentin Tarantino, and he was asking him what his Star Trek movie would have looked like. And it was so his Tarantino's answer was so much fun. And it was like his answer was essentially like I would have Tarantino's dream was to take just to pick an episode of like probably Next Generation. And like make a movie out of the premise of one episode, because all the episode it was like a, it was loosely connected. Like the episodes you could just watch them individually, and it would still make sense. So he wanted to make like an episode style where just like the movie told us a story, and it would just it It was like a tight, concise story based on an episode. I think that would be pretty neat.
Unlike the newest second one they did to Star Trek, and it's like just it's the Wrath of Khan reboot remake in
That's
a
right.
way, and like let's switch it up a little bit. They tweaked it to do this, not that, you know. It's like, oh,
Yeah,
okay.
I'm not enough of a Trekkie to be terribly upset at the J.J. Abrams Star Treks. I thought they were like, whatever, fine. I
The
understand.
first one's great. The first one's great.
Yeah.
Second one's, I recall, I think the second and third one, I'm like, they're okay. Like,
There was a
not.
third one. I like the third one more than the second one.
I think I did too. Because they made it kind of more simple, like the first one was, in a
Yeah,
way.
and they had like better aliens too.
Yeah. But yeah, that'd be cool if Tarantino did one, but who knows? This might be his 10th one. Did you see the cast of 28 Days, 28 Years Later?
I have not. I didn't know there was any updates about it.
They're
I heard from you that's in
oh, they announced
production.
it, like they announced it, yeah, but now they announced the cast.
Wait, hold on. Let me do a
Okay.
guess here.
Okay. There's
Is
three people, two guys and a female.
Jenna Ortega in it?
No, she's not.
Is the guy in Civil War, the funny like redhead guy from the trailer wearing the sunglasses?
The Civil War, the more recent one with the hard
Yeah, yeah,
glasses.
yeah.
No, you mean Kirsten Dunst's husband? No.
Yes.
No.
Is Kirsten Dunst in it?
No.
Okay, I'm done guessing.
Okay. So the female actress is Jodie Comer. She was in
Famous Jodie Comer.
she's in Free Guy. But you might if you watch The Last Duel, she's in that one. Free Guy
You know,
last.
I feel like the 28 series, it should have lesser famous because like Cillian Murphy wasn't Cillian. Yeah, he
Cillian,
wasn't very
yeah.
big
Yeah,
in
well,
28 Days Later.
I was just giving you the name
Yeah.
that you wouldn't have known. I call him Ralph, but it's like Rafe Fiennes.
Ralph Fiennes.
Ralph Fiennes, everybody.
That's badass.
And then
I like that.
the newest in a way that an it bull eight an it actor Aaron Taylor Johnson, Kick Ass, Bullet Train, who might be the
Oh,
new
that guy.
Bond. Yeah.
All right, all right.
Yeah,
I
so
don't know.
the
It's those movies. Yeah, like you don't need star power for a cool
yeah.
zombie
And then I
story.
think Murphy may come in as well.
Yeah.
He said if the script's good, he might try to come in. He
Yeah.
would try to.
Or if they care to write him in.
Yeah.
Like he's not crucial. You don't need him.
Yeah.
He's just a dude.
Yeah. I think it's just possible that I think they might bring him in. I hope it's either like they do. If they do bring him in, I hope it's not though campy like. Hey, I've been doing this with this for 28 years, and it's like,
He said it. He said it. He
he
said
said the
it.
line, he said it. But I've only
there a
seen the
director? Is there a director attached to it?
do 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 do. 28 years later, we have Danny Boyle.
Oh, Danny Boyle's doing it?
He's writing it and
Yeah.
directing it.
I pulled up my phone to pretend like I was going to start looking up, and this is the image that popped up.
Ken Griffey Jr., baby.
Ken Griffey Jr., 30 home runs, 2007.
And you know what's funny, sir? One of the other actor is the actor that wrote Civil War.
Nice.
So you get that going for you. Nice.
I was
You're
close.
close. You he's attached to the movie, just not the director. So
Yeah, okay.
and then a funny thing came up, we jokingly we talked about last week the power of the Blair Witch Witch and Blair Witch 2 and all that.
Yeah.
Well, the original
How rad Blair Witch 2 is.
the original actors from the first movie have now gone out in public and talking about how they need to be retroactive and future residual payments because they haven't
Oof.
gotten anything since then.
Oh, that's
They need to be so like they have their asks for Liongate. So one is that they need to be residual payments for all the past ones, meaningful consultants on any future Blair Witch reboot, sequels, prequels, toys, games, rides, whatever they need to have, which includes any resemblance to any of the original likenesses to the original actors. And then they said that their film has been rebooted twice. Both times were disappointed for the fans. Everything. Neither of these films were made with a significant creative input from the original team. They want to be part of the future of this movie. So they're going out asking for money because they got nothing out of it for the past one, two, three movies that they've done since the original one.
I hope they do too. I'm a little I don't think they will,
Yeah.
but I hope they do. Because they probably signed some piece of paper and some executive at Lionsgate, is that what you said? Yeah, they could just go tell them to kick rocks. I feel like that's what's gonna happen. That's my guess. I
And I
hope.
think, and that might be
I hope.
why they,
I'm sending out good vibes to my, because it's a brilliant movie, and they deserve all the, they deserve credit for their hard work.
yeah. Well, yeah, you know, they did the found footage one, excuse me, and then they, you know, went away from that from the second one, and then with the third one they did, they redid and I can see why in the third one, because when they did the reboot, they like, my sister was the one from the first movie. It's like, so if you are just saying, blatantly saying, well, it's the, you
Yeah.
know, from the first movie, and no consultant, nothing, no, like, hey, we're going to use you. Do you want some money? But
Oh, that's pretty grim. They should be cool if they got some more credit.
yeah. But let's talk about the main thing that we want to talk about
Ooh.
this show, shall
Let's
we?
go. Let's
X-Men.
go.
X-Men has been running wild in my household,
You
because
just
of
call me
X-Men.
Blob.
Sorry, bub. X-Men 97 coming out. I know, Keith, you said you're like 2 episodes behind.
Two episodes behind. I got a big spoiler. So I'm pretty sure I know the game, that thing.
Interesting.
Yeah, but anyways, a thing happened.
I will disagree if you want to, do a hit me with it. But X-Men 97 is running rampant in here. I've talked about last week. We've gone back to start watching the old X-Men, and it's actually now helping watch the new ones a little bit,
Nice.
because a lot of the people from
Some
the original
context.
content, exactly. So that has helped. But
Does
Dead.
Rogue sound better? And I think Rogue sounds like absolute shit in the new show.
I the
Just
funny
because
thing the funny thing
they
it's the
kept the
same
same
actress.
actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same actor that did the
And
voice.
that's what I'm saying. I think that might be a problem.
Yeah. Well, I know,
But
I did find out that the
yeah.
Jubilee is new. That
Oh,
the
okay.
actress, you saw the one with the arcade, right?
Yeah.
Well, the old Jubilee voice actress played in that role in the
Nice.
movie, in the show, to kind of pass the torch type thing. So that was cool. So Deadpool 3 trailer came out,
Yeah, it did.
and we've been, you know, I was like, you know, I'm not gonna watch it, but then I was kind of spoiled, and I was like, you know what, the producer wasn't having a good day, so let's just watch it. And it, to me, it still doesn't give like anything away. It gives us some fight scenes that I've seen photos of, so it's nothing like too new. But it looks awesome. I'm excited to see what this Wolverine, what time frame, what dimension, because at first, when I first saw it, I'm like, oh, this could be this is me prior not seeing the trailer. I was like, maybe this is Logan from Old Man, from Logan, the movie, and then they put him back into play. But then I watched the trailer. I'm like, oh, this is someone different. This is someone new. This is a
It's
different one.
that's the same Logan as all of the other ones.
What do you mean?
It's the same. Isn't it implied? Okay, I'm gonna get real nerdy here for a
Yeah, let's get
second.
we're getting nerdy. So we're gonna because
Yes, so
we want to talk about X-Men.
there's a scene in Old Man Logan where there's a
Yeah.
samurai sword on the wall, which implies that the Wolverine is canon.
It is, but the Wolverine that they take in Deadpool is not that one.
Is it so? Oh, because of Days of Future Past, redid
It's
it.
not that one. It's not that one. So think of this. So think of Old Man
It's the same.
Logan.
Well, I mean, it's the same bar from like X-Men. It's the same bar from Origins, isn't it? Where
No,
Sabretooth shows up.
no,
Oh,
no, no, no.
yeah.
Because the one in Sabretooth shows up in
X-Men 1.
X-Men 1, but it's in Canada. So it
Yeah.
might be, but I don't think it is. So what I think it is you have Logan, Hugh Jackman's Logan, from X-Men to Logan. That's let's say that is A. That is Universe A. I think this Logan is Universe B.
Which
Because
is the
Days of Future
new.
Past does not happen.
Yeah.
They fail in Days of Future Past. For B.
Sorta.
For but for B. Because
Yeah.
in the trailer it says
That's true.
all the X-Men are dead. So
Yeah,
Days of
that's
Future
true.
Past is B. So this is not A. A is the one that happy-go-lucky, we went all the way to
Yeah.
Logan. I think B is something happened and all hell broke loose.
So it's the old B would be the Old Man Logan one because all the X-Men are dead in B.
That's what I was thinking, but
Yeah.
I think it's B. It is Old Man Logan, but it's a different, like, I don't think it's possible that we get that he before this is that Logan from before the movie. Like it all the stuff this happens is before the movie. So it's possible, but I think it's a B universe. So I think
And
it's good.
also, my problem with trying to come up with that shit is because it's Deadpool,
Yeah.
it's so fourth wally and winky that they're gonna talk about it and be like, "Oh, I don't know, you're just Wolverine."
Without
And
question.
but I mean, but no, but it's gonna be a joke and be like, he's gonna be like, there's gonna be a multi, he's gonna do a multiverse joke. He's gonna look at the camera and be like, "Well, that shit's stupid, so we're just gonna grab Wolverine," or something along that lines.
And it's gonna be funny. And it's gonna be
Yeah.
funny. I think it's just the fact with the movie, it's like I'm glad they're not telling stuff, but it's again, it's now in Marvel, so everything's gonna be canon in the Marvel verse. So it's just a matter of what do they do with this Marvel verse of, do they for some reason somehow show up and they're an Endgame for a split second? Or are they going, you know what I mean? Like
They're absolutely going to do that. That's a safe bet.
there,
There's going to be a, I'll bet there's a Deadpool Thanos kind of like thing. There's going to be a Deadpool
Well, I
Thanos
think they
thing.
make the reference. So in the trailer, they see like whoever they are, and the enemy, they're at an Ant-Man base, like a giant Ant-Man is their base, a dead Ant-Man.
Yeah.
So like,
I saw a fun thing on the internet that that's an exact image from a comic book.
it is. It's yeah, it is. So
And
it
then,
like
okay,
I
wait,
will.
I have a joke prediction. This
All
is
right.
not seen in a trailer. There's going to be a joke where Thanos snaps and Deadpool farts. That's my joke. And then like dust, he's going to like fart dust or
I
something.
was gonna say that they're gonna make the joke of them jumping out of his butthole because
Oh, because the
the
Ant-Man joke.
Endgame Ant-Man
Yeah.
joke of Ant-Man just shrink
Yeah.
down and just go up his butt.
Oh, Deadpool's just gonna do it.
Yeah, like or something like that.
Yeah.
But
That's
I'm
a solid
excited.
guess.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. Like again,
Oh,
the
yeah.
rampant here, Deadpool is or just X-Men alone going crazy. By the way, in the what have you watched and all that, I finished season one of X-Men, and
Tight.
episodes 10 and 11 are Days of Future Past.
Is that what they're called?
The episodes are called that, and it's basically Days of
Nice.
Future Past. Bishop
Sick.
is sent instead of Logan.
Yeah. Damn, that's
So
cool.
Yeah, if you go back and watch the old X-Men for like a minute,
You know, I hope that
those where you need
whatever
to look.
Disney's taking a year off. I hope that Deadpool does well, and I hope that it reminds people that X-Men are like the real fucking superheroes.
Yeah, dude, I the creator of X-Men 97 is like, if we can make a movie, like an animated movie, we will. I'm like, please
Because
do.
just watching 97, I watched Deadpool 2 recently, like, not to spoil what we're about to do in the episode, but we're about to rank X-Men movies. I've just been thinking about that, and like, X-Men are so much cooler than the Avengers. Like, as far as just like superhero to superhero, like, they're so much cooler to me.
We talked about how we're, for us growing up,
They were the
we didn't have the
top
Avengers.
shit.
They were the
Iron
top
Man was
shit.
a joke.
Yeah. Iron Man was not a thing until Downey Jr. in 05 for us. We had all the X-Men stuff, and then we
Like
had the X-Men movies.
Cyclops is the big dorky one, but you know what? Like watching 97, like Cyclops is sick.
He is.
I'm down with Cyclops.
Yeah. So it's the fun thing of like, for Deadpool 3 is like who, how many. Who's going to be there? Who's not going to be there?
I'm afraid my fear is that it's going to be fast because Deadpool's always fast. So it's going to feel like cameos. That's my fear. And so like that's what I'm worried. It's the movie's literally called Deadpool and Wolverine, so I don't think that's going to feel like a cameo.
Because even the directors come out and said that it's not Deadpool 3. This is not Deadpool 3. This is a like 2.5. I mean, it's Deadpool and Wolverine. It's not Deadpool 3. So it's just, it comes out July 26. I'm like, it cannot, can it come faster? Like, can it just get out now? Because I want to watch it. I don't want to be spoiled. The internet was all pissed off because of Hugh Jackman not having the sleeves. And it's just like, and someone's like, that's a suit. I'm like, no, dude, that is. He's been working out for it for so long. So like I'm excited for it, again, the X-Men movie, the producer and I.
I
Go
might
ahead.
be a dumbass. It's clearly not an IMAX movie, but I might pay to see it in IMAX. Because it's like usually you have to be a big name. You have to be like a Christopher Nolan or a Tarantino or whatever to get like or James Cameron to get like a proper IMAX movie,
Yeah.
but I might do
But I think the first scene in the trailer it's kind of similar to the Wolverine trailer for the new m more upcoming Wolverine movie. I mean a video game.
Yeah.
But it looks awesome. The idea of Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds on the same scene and basically Wolverine telling him to go fuck himself multiple times is gonna be fun.
Also, a little personal thing. I think we need to chill out on the Red Band trailers.
Yeah.
I think the cursing was a bit. I'm all for. Yeah, whatever. I love cursing.
I smell
Cursing's great.
I smell what you're cooking.
But it's a little like a brace. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's like showing me the full. It's like showing me all your. Like showing you. Showing. Like showing me you naked before you like look cool in your like sexy underwear or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like I know that sounds insane, but like just chill out, like maybe have like
I smell
one.
where you're cooking because, like, growing up, there would always be like, this is a Red Band trailer. But, like, the initial trailer is like, go fuck yourself. Oh, let's fucking go so many times. And it's like, what? Like, so, like, if you go see a movie, like, is that going to be the trailer or is it going to be like, go fudge yourself or, like,
Well, because I feel like I want to wait till I watch the movie before I see the good curses and
right?
swears.
Yeah, me too. So I see it. Like I want to be more surprised of like, okay. Like they even on Twitter, like the like one of the dead Marvel things, like, hey, if you get like 10,000 comments that say, let's fucking go, we'll put it in our bio or something. And you look in the comment section and all it is, let's fucking go. And we'll see.
No, whatever. It's like I'm not offended by it. I just think that it's a bad. I think the trend is going to go away.
I wonder if there's going to be any, with this movie, like, what cameos are there going to be? What's the Does this movie change the way Marvel
No,
goes? Because we haven't had a Marvel movie since
no.
Guardians.
It changes nothing. It's just Deadpool. That's my prediction.
Well, I think the rumor is that like Hugh Jackman got the itch again.
No.
So whatever they do, they might like involve him somehow. Like, do we get a shot of a new X-Men, new
Well,
characters, new?
while he's in full steroids mode, you might as well shoot a movie and shoot another one.
He's supposed to be John Madden in a movie.
Yeah.
Hugh
Oh,
Jackman
no
is going to be
shit.
John Madden. Turducken, baby.
That's funny.
But it's just like he got the itch, I guess, and it's just like, where do we go? Like, I know since Marvel got the X-Men, so now it's like, do we, we've been talking about it for a while. Like, it's hard to, how can we get new characters or new actors, and how we can be like, yeah, we can have, because they want the kid, the actor from The Kingsman.
Yeah, that dude. Taron
Yeah, they want the he could be the
Egert.
next Wolverine. It's like, can he? Like, do you see him? Like, he is a hot name
Yeah.
up there that people have been like, he's been getting jacked. Is he gonna be the next Wolverine? It's like, I'm sorry, but I think it feels like he's like 5'9", and I'm like, I don't see my, I even though I know Hugh Jackson's probably like 6'1" or whatever, but it's like,
Well,
I'm
and Wolverine's famously short. The
Bub.
character. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't tell that to him to his
Yeah,
face.
tell it to his face without question. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's five. Taron is 5'9".
That's funny.
But
Yeah, I don't
do we
know.
get a new variant so we can get new, like, it's one of those things I suspect a new, like, if we're doing different worlds, so we're probably getting different variants. Yeah, Hugh Jackman's 6'2". But if we get a new variant of an actor who looks like Wolverine, can they go, well, this is a Wolverine? Like, Krasinski, who was Mr. The Fantastic Four, Reed Richards,
Yeah.
and Doctor Strange 2. Once people saw him, because people were wanting him to be Reed Richards, and they saw him, like, hey, we want him as Reed Richards. Do we get that for another variant, let's say, of Wolverine? So it'd be like, hey, I want The Rock to be the next Wolverine. You know what I mean? Like, if they
Yeah.
see him, because to us, Hugh Jackman's Wolverine. Like, he's been Wolverine for what, 20 plus years? When the first X-Men come out?
99, 98,
2000.
99,
So he's
yeah,
been
2000.
Wolverine for almost 25 years.
Yeah, I
Do
mean,
we?
I think the MCU is buried under so much canon that they're just gonna have to, like, I'm frustrated that they're kind of afraid to just call a thing X-Men again
Well, I think they're
because they
going
already
to.
deleted, they like. Because of like silly ownership and like fourth wall breaking stuff that I always bitch about that pisses me off. That like, oh, they can't even like they can't say the word mutant. They
They can
literally
now.
ha
They can
they
now.
well, I mean, yeah, but that doesn't matter because for
Yeah.
the past 20 years of movies, they've said this thing, so that doesn't matter now. Like they literally had Magneto's son as a character, but they weren't allowed to like talk about it.
Yeah, they made the reference, a comment.
So like
Yeah.
I think like they just have to start like it doesn't make any sense
Well,
if you want to try to connect it.
I get what I get what you're saying there, but it's just like they, it's this, they didn't have the right, so they had to work, what they had to work around everything to make it right. Now, since they do, they can actually now say it all. But for your point, is they're
It's
20 years
too
too
late.
late. Yeah, they're 20 years too late, but it's 22 years late for us, but not for the upcoming,
Yeah. Cuz like
everybody
the only
else.
way to like the only way to make it work is to just either like invent a new Avengers where they encounter mutants or like invent a new X-Men
I think that's
that
the
has
plan. Like, that is
yeah.
the plan, because the actress from Miss Marvel, they actually called her a mutant
Yeah.
in the show. And
Yeah.
and other there's been other
And
mutants.
Beast was
Yeah.
in. Which one was
Exactly.
Beast in?
The
Well, that was a
Marvels.
different. It's multiverse shit. That's gonna be more multiverse shit.
But
Because that was kind of, that was like, oh yeah, this is a different dimension. That's kind of
it
pathetic.
is, but it is the leeway of saying, hey, we can do them now. Because it's just the fact of, I think they're trying to work ways around everything, because if you go back and look at Endgame, where were the mutants during Endgame? I know Rick said it the other day about like the Fantastic Fours. Like, well, since they have them now, what are they going to say about them? Where were they in Endgame? And where were they during Xfinity War? So it's like, we're going to get all those sayers of, hey, where were they during this time frame or this time frame? It's like, well, we didn't have the rights. Like, look at Hulk. We can't, they haven't been able to do anything with Hulk besides put him in movies, but he can't be the main focal point. Besides Thor Ragnarok, where he was the, like, the
But hey, that's a Thor
co-star.
movie. That's a Thor
It's but
movie.
it's a Thor movie, exactly. Even though it was like a 45-cent Hulk movie, it is called Thor Ragnarok, not Hulk. So, and look at She-Hulk. He's in it, but it's not, not much.
Well,
But
and yeah, I don't know. I think we can talk about X-Men and MCU canon all day and just get nowhere. But I think the only hope is that like X-Men comes back.
X,
That's
X
all I want.
and I think they're starting it off slow with the 97. I think that like the idea is for them to lay 97 out and be like, hey, how's everyone's feelings on the Marvel, mutants and X-Men and stuff, and now they're like, I've been
It's sort
loving
of niche
97.
and like that's great. I just don't know if like I don't know if like normal people care about it. Because like normal people cared about X-Men 2000. That was a big deal.
Well, okay, so it was one of the first, like one
Yeah.
of the
It was early.
first or one of the early comic book movies
Oh, it was like the first like post Blade
post
X-Men.
Blade, because I think Blade came out in
98,
98.
97, 98.
Blade came out in
Yeah, around
98,
there.
and then like Batman and Robin was the last Batman movie until Beyond Begins came out in 05. Robin that tanked in 97. So like X-Men was like one of the better superhero movies for Marvel, because if you go back, I have found the old bad Marvel movies like Captain America, Fantastic Four.
Yep, they're all out there.
They're all, but this is like 90s, like there's a fa Captain America movie that he has a helmet, his helmet on that has fake ears around it. Like
That's
it's
funny.
instead of like just cut it out and have his real ears out, it's just fake rubber ears hanging out. It's like, what are we doing here? Like, you had Dolph Lundgren as the Punisher in the 90s. So like.
Well, you know, back then, I think a similar offense now is Doctor Strange's third eye.
In a way, but so yeah, X.
These movies today ain't looking so good either
Oh,
sometimes.
100%, 100%. But X-Men 2000 was the first of its kind, on the fact that also it had a giant cast of
They had Halle Berry and
Halle
Patrick
Berry,
Stewart.
Patrick Stewart, Hugh Jackman. Like Hugh Jackman was not a known was a no name actor at the time, and then boom. He became a big name in the John Travolta movie that we did on the Fake Movie Experts podcast. With Halle Berry,
Swordfish.
Swordfish, thank you. I was like blanking on it. I was like Famke Jan James Marsden, Anna Paquin, it's like Rebecca Romijn Stamos at the time.
Right.
But this is it's something that I look forward to. So since Deadpool 3 or Deadpool and Wolverine may change the X-Men universe again, me and Keith, since we've been talking about X-Men stuff and you're like, you guys are nerds for that, like, yes, we are. We want to Because why not? Because
It's the best superheroes.
it's the best superheroes. We're going to rank the, in our opinions, rank all the X-Men movies. And, if you
I
liked.
have a quick live we're doing it live idea. Should we tier them or should we rank them? Like S through F tier?
I'm down to
Or should
tier
we
them.
rank?
I just don't know how to. Like, I don't never. I don't get
I
it.
mean,
I'm not.
whatever we pick like D tier, like D, C, B, A, S tier. Like
So let me.
S is the best.
A, B, or S. What is it?
Because
S,
I like yeah,
A,
S is the best.
B, C, D.
We're going JRPG rules here.
Okay. So S through F, you want to say?
Yeah, S through, yeah, we'll have an F tier. F is
Okay.
the worst.
Oh, there's gonna be a couple. So we can start. We're starting out. Let's start out with the original X-Men. Came out in 2000.
X-Men, yeah, let's do it. I think, oh, it's gonna be hard. It's gonna be hard because I'm biased because I like X-Men a lot.
Yeah.
I think there's better ones than X-Men 1. So let's go, it's a pioneer in that, like, it's sort of like it pushed the genre. Like, you don't have, I'm pretty sure you don't have Iron Man if you don't have X-Men 1. So I'm gonna go B tier.
I was gonna say
That's
B
my
as
vote.
well. I was gonna say
Because
B too.
it's not terribly fun to watch again.
I don't
It's
know.
not
What do
great.
they call you,
Yeah,
Wheels?
that's a good line.
Well, I know the producer and I will be going because of Deadpool and Wolverine. We will go back and we're gonna try and watch all the X-Men.
Sick. That's a good thing to do.
And so all the X-Men, all the Logans, Wolverines, all that jazz. We have X2 came
Ooh.
out in 2003, so 3 years
This is
later.
the f noteworthy in this one. You get to see Wolverine stab a guy.
Yeah.
You never really see him do it in X-Men 1.
It's kind of like the Ninja Turtles because and if you watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of
They never
Ooze,
use their weapons.
they can't because
It's
the parents came out and said
PG,
that.
probably.
Yeah,
Yeah.
well, parents came out and said, we don't want our children seeing your comic book people throw fisticuffs or kill people, so they use
Yeah.
sausages instead of nunchucks.
Which makes sense. They're little kids' characters. I don't know. But yeah,
So,
X2, you get Colossus. I'm gonna throw in some of my positive pitches real quick.
yeah.
You get Colossus, goes in Colossus mode. He's not Russian, so that's a point against him. You get to see Iceman be emo and make an ice wall. And what else happens in X2?
We get Nightcrawler, the debut of Nightcrawler. Kurt
Yep,
Ragnar.
very tortured, sad guy. I loved X2
We get
back in the day.
Deathstrike.
That's right. Yeah, with the claws.
I think
Great
it's an
Marvel
A.
Snap character.
I think X2 is A.
I'm right there with you. A tier.
I think X2 is great. They get the SWAT team
Just that scene.
invade and this fucking Logan goes crazy on him.
And doesn't this is an early example? Don't they? I don't know. I'd have to. We're going of pure memory here. Don't
Yeah.
they have a? There's a cliffhanger at the end, where they tease you. There's a tease thing. Not maybe not post credit, but I feel like at the end of the movie.
I don't think so. Let me
Oh yeah, I don't know. That's a hard one. That might be X3 with Xavier with
That is
Professor
X3.
X.
That is X3.
Yeah. Which is one positive about X3.
Because X2. Oh, they do with because they go to the dam that were Stryker's dam where he created Logan,
Yep.
and
Uh-huh.
then Jean saves them, and then the water kills her. But then
Oh,
you see the
and you see
Phoenix
the
light
Phoenix under
shape.
the
Yeah, so
ice.
they do leave it open for Phoenix.
Yep, okay. Very cool ending.
But X2
Very
for
cool
sure
ending.
is an A tier for us
Yep.
here.
I'm excited to pick what we think X3 is. This will be
Let's go to
cool.
X-Men Last Stand. I'll be honest, I think I saw it like twice in theaters. I didn't think it was that
Yeah,
bad.
I've seen this movie a bunch of times
Me
too.
too. Like, I don't think it's that bad.
I do
But
think it's pretty
coming
bad.
from, yeah, okay. But coming from X2 and X-Men, you're like, oh, this is the weaker one of the three. For sure.
It was like it's a pretty cool scene when Wolverine has to kill Jean Grey. Like that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that
That's
is.
a good scene.
But it, it's like
And
we
then the scene when
they have Archangel Ben Foster in it, but he's only in it for like 10 minutes, and like he was supposed
and
to be
he's
like
lame
a
as
focal
fuck.
point. Yeah, I'm the Juggernaut, bitch. Like,
Yeah. Oh, is this a movie where they say that?
yes.
Yep.
But yeah,
And the
you have the
not Jake, the
Archangel, but he's only in it for like he was supposed to be like a big deal, but then like you watch the movie, he's like only in it for like 10 minutes, and it's just like not even 10. Like, okay, he is in it combined 10 minutes, but it's more of like the younger kid that tries to
yeah.
chop his wings off in the beginning of the movie.
And like the set piece of him running through the woods, that's kind of a cool scene.
They do give us the training session to begin the movie
Yeah.
after the
That's right. You get the danger room.
danger room, and here comes Wolverine flying off a Sentinel's head. We
And
get
this movie
Sentinels
is
too.
like famously it's we have to pick between D and C. I don't want to give it F because there
I'm
are
not
certain
giving it
movies
up.
here
There
on
are some
fall in that
F's. This
category.
is the movie I'm trying to bait on like C or D, and like I'm okay with it
I think
giving it a
you and I
D.
are biased because we like we both kind of like it, but I
Yeah.
think it's we
Is
know it's
it?
bad, so probably
Yeah.
D.
Yeah. Without question. Like, it's one of those things like we can for the Shape of Man, we can make it a D.
I could put that movie on right now, and I'll bet I could. I'm kind of tired, but I'll bet I could stay awake for most of the
Yeah,
movie.
without question. Where do we want to go
What's
next? Because
so? Would it be Origins, right?
next, we have Last Stand came out in 06. Origins
Origins
came out
07.
09. Let me
Oh,
go. Let me see
nine.
what First Class is.
That's
First Class
later.
is 11, so it'll be Origins.
S. it S, let's move on.
All right. Don't need to move on anymore. Let me write down.
Let's say the one scene that makes it S. I'm gonna go first.
Go ahead.
He sits on a motorcycle and he's heavy.
Yeah. What? Come on, bub. You call me. What do you call
Yeah.
me? I said, bub. You call me
Okay.
Bob.
Okay. Let's keep it honest here. On the Joe and Keith scale, this is an
It's an
S.
S. It's an S.
It's up there with Schindler's List. It's up
Yeah.
there with
With
fucking
him seeing
like.
his street claws in the mirror.
Yep. Beautiful. He accidentally cuts the plumbing. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
It's comedy. It's comedy. Get over
Will
it,
I
nerds. It's
am,
comedy.
we get a shitty ass Deadpool because they
And
like,
Gambit.
how can we make Deadpool but not make him Deadpool? Got it. Let's sew up his mouth. Let's do
Yeah.
all this. Gambit for a minute. Will
To
I
the
am.
okay, maybe to norm. Maybe two normies, probably D tier.
Oh yeah, without question.
But to smart people, to galaxy brain Giga Chads, S tier.
That's here. So where am I putting it?
We got
What do
nothing
you?
in C yet. Let's put it in
No,
C.
you were on it, sir, because I was actually just gonna say like C. Like I'm just looking at the list. I'm like C. X-Men Origins.
Exclamation point.
Yes. S tier, really. X-Men Origins. All right.
And it spawned one of my favorite video games, was the Wolverine video game too. It was an M-rated Wolverine video game.
Do we want to stick with the Wolverine franchises right now and just knock them all? Or do you want to keep going in order when they
Let's go
come?
chronological by
Okay.
year.
Okay. So then the
This is
next one that
fun.
came out, let me see. I think it's
It might be
First
the
Class.
Wolverine. Oh,
First
it's First
Class.
Class. Okay.
Let me just verify. Let me wiki it quickly because I'm doing it on IMDb. Don't
Yeah,
there
I
we
can
go.
look
Double
up.
search. I got it right here. I got it right here.
All right.
So we had X-Men. X-Men 2, X-Men Last Stand, X-Men Origins, and then we go to X-Men First Class.
I remember I felt brokenhearted that There's like no X-Men that I know or care about in it, except for whatever Magneto and Professor X. But the movie itself was kind of cool, but it was kind of boring. Its big sin was kind of boring to me.
I think I saw it. I think I saw this one in theater twice again too. Like I really enjoyed it from the get go. Like I like the idea of the origins of stuff of because the of like we get new faces that we won't see for future, but it's still like, oh, that's cool to see like how the friendship of Mac. You by the way, you know in X-Men, Magneto's name is Magnus.
That's fun.
It's not Eric.
With a K.
It is Magnus, my friend Magnus. But
That's funny.
I think McAvoy and Fassbender did really good jobs on
Oh yeah, the
for,
acting just brings it up a tier.
yeah. So I think, and I
Should
loved,
we
I liked it a
do
lot.
B then?
That's what I was thinking.
It's got a submarine. It's got a submarine that he pulls out.
Yeah,
Like, there's some good. There's a good set piece.
but I think it's that I think it's that the Mac for me McAvoy and Fassbender like make the show make the movie amazing to the point of like you know you get your Hugh Jackman cameo. Hello, I'm Professor. I'm Charles. Go fuck yourself. You know, we get that. Like, I thought Kevin Bacon killed it as the Sebastian Shaw character
Yep,
of
that's
the.
right.
You know, we see the. You know, we just get a lot of mutants and people we don't see, but it's like, oh, that's cool. And then, you know, they kill half of them. Like then when they kill the guy that could survive everything, and like he makes them swallow like the energy ball and like survive
Oh,
this.
yep, I remember that.
Like that was awesome.
Yeah. No,
You know,
it's good. I'll give it B.
I think they say Winter's Bone is Jennifer Lawrence's debut breakout, but to me, like this was the first time me seeing her, so I'm like, this is her, you know.
She's better at acting than Stamos.
Then we have the new meme too of the perfection. You know, show us, you know, show me the real you, perfection. Now we go
He
back to
burnt the
the
meme.
now we go back to the Wolverine trilogy, and now we're the Wolverine.
See, this is hard because I think this is better than First Class.
Oh,
Because I love this movie.
I thought it was awesome. I'm not opposed to putting in B.
He survives a nuclear blast
Yeah.
in a sewer.
And then they tease us with the ending of, you know,
Was that's when Professor X shows up, right? In this one?
Professor
At
X
the
and
airport?
Magneto. X stops the everything stops Xavier freezes the like airport, and then Magneto shows up saying that leading up to the
Like,
next movie.
it's. They do the thing that's boring in superhero movies where they just, like, in order to make the movie work, they just take away his powers for a little bit. But you get a scene where Wolverine eats an apple because he's tired from chopping a log. And that scene is the thing that always just sticks in my. The back half of that movie is kind of a mess,
It
or
is.
back third.
Yeah, or especially when he like starts taking on the Silver Samurai and like the adamantium and it's like trying to remove that from him and like I felt like being a you know the fan of the Wolverine Logan's like you know I had to look up like how does he get it back like how does he get his and then everyone's like well because Magneto like pulls his skin apart and puts it back in him. Like that's how he like that's how he gets it back, and then they did
That's
like
pretty
the
cool.
deleted scene of him like giving his like Yukio his sidekick, being the gives him the like the Wolverine outfit to wear for future, but we never get to it.
And they you get a like beat for beat forecast of what happens at Old Man Logan in this movie,
Yeah,
which is
they.
fun.
You know, it's just like the fun. Like for me, watching, like I remember watching, and like Yukio was like, "I see you die," and it's like, "Well, like how? Like he can heal himself, you know? Like there's no way, you know? Like you get stabbed, it's like, well, yeah, probably because you know, whatever." So, where would you want to put the Wolverine?
How about the same as First Class,
So
just to be
B?
smart?
Okay.
Is that what we did?
Yeah,
I thought
that's
we
fine.
seed it.
No, we put
B
in
or
B.
C?
We put in B.
Okay, let's B it.
We put
X, yeah, oh
origin. We
no,
put
oh.
origins in C.
We're good. We have S.
Yeah.
Okay.
S is about to happen, my dude.
Oh yeah, it is.
Because the next movie is X-Men Days of Future Past.
This is, I think, I'm not sure if I've gone on recorded record saying it before. I think this is my favorite superhero movie.
This is up there for me.
I think this
This
is my number one.
is my number one if you don't include the MCU. Like for me, because Endgame and Infinity War and all the Winter Soldier, all those are
Yeah.
great. But to me, this is the best X-Men movie.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking big scale, like
Yeah, you're
involved, like
thinking
where.
you're involving. Like
Yeah.
this is top five if I include an MCU.
Okay, that's fair.
Top
That's
three.
what
It could be top three.
that's what I wanted to hear from you. Okay, I'm happy.
Yeah, this is a at least 100% top 10, but I believe it's a top five movie if I include the MCU. Okay, so
Yeah. Deal.
like I
Yes, you get to
even
see everyone uses their power.
yeah.
Yeah,
Even I even I put this in S tier when we even started this. It's like I know this was going to be in
yeah.
but like this just worked out perfect because they generated two giant casts of actors from both franchises, the reboot and the old, X-Men and X-Men X2, Last Stand. You had them all. And then, I would say the shitty thing was like Anna Paquin's Rogue got kicked out within minutes of the movie because
The road cut.
they got made they made the road cut, but like she got kicked out the entire time because it's like from what they edited just didn't make sense. But I literally just watched this on the X-Men TV show and they went with Bishop this time. And it's kind of like the same story, but it's not the same time of with Bishop in the cartoon. But you kill it with Hugh Jackman. You have the druggy Xavier with
Oh, if Paul
McAvoy.
Jack, this is the first time Hugh Jackman shows off his like ridiculous steroid physique, where he's just like huge and beautiful. Just awesome.
I think this fits. I think it worked for both sides of the, and like it flowed so well. I think it works out for the, with the movie. That's why I think it's like, number
Yeah.
one X-Men movie. Like
Too bad the director is a predator.
is he?
Brian Singer. Brian
Oh
Singer's
yeah,
pretty bad.
he is Bryan Singer. Yep, yep.
I think I'm safe in saying that.
Yeah, you are. So now we go from Bryan Singer's X-Men Days of Future Past, we go to Bryan Singer's X-Men Apocalypse.
Oh, he made that one. That's right. Whew. I was excited about this one. Like before it came out,
Yeah,
I
I was
think,
hyped for it too. I was like, ooh,
yeah.
new big baddie. We have
Because
like
speaking of X-Men 97, Apocalypse was like one of my favorites from the old cartoon. He's terrifying. Like Apocalypse is terrifying, and
Yeah,
there is a,
he's literally in like
I'll,
the fifth episode of the
yeah, you
show.
know, I'll give a couple moments to this movie, like or Isaac, whatever, Oscar
Oscar
Isaac.
Isaac.
He's like, there's a couple moments where he's honestly scary. Which is like Apocalypse where he should be. I mean, I think we all know this movie's whatever D or F. We just have to argue between those two.
Yeah.
But
I think this is more of a D, to be honest. I think the next
yes,
one we
I
talk
agree.
about is the F.
This one, because there's some redeeming moments. Like the storm stuff is kind of cool. I like it when Magneto meets Apocalypse.
I
And
need to give this
they
one another
melt the guys
shot.
and
I need to give this one another
they
shot.
like. And like the Apocalypse has like the foundry workers like sink into the concrete and all just die. There's some moments. It's bad, but D.
I need to give this one another shot just because of like I know this one in Dark Phoenix I already seen like once or twice. Like I think for me the reason why so at my shoot job old shoot job They kept showing Apocalypse and Phoenix on demo mode sometimes. So it's like the same scenes over and over and over again. And that kind of killed it for me. So, but I'll put Apocalypse in D. Now, sir,
I
here's a
agree.
plot twist for you.
Deadpool
Next movie to come out, Deadpool.
one.
Deadpool 1.
See, these movies, my issue, I love them, but my issue with these movies is they're not terribly rewatchable to me. Like, they
Really?
don't, like, I can throw an X-Men 2 right now and have a goddamn blast. But X, like, Deadpool's, it's a comedy. And I'm in the mood for, I don't know, I'm gonna, it's good. It's like better than most of these movies. Like, I would say A or B, probably A.
I would put it in A. Like, I'm it's not an I think
Yeah.
for me it's A. I think it's because the fact that Ryan Reynolds leaked it himself, allegedly. I'll just put it
Yeah.
that. Like, he wanted this movie to come
Like,
out
there's an
and
argument to.
go ahead.
I would say I could be convinced for it to go S, but you'd have to convince me. I just think
I'm
A.
good with A. Like, I think for when it
Yeah.
came out, it was like ahead of its time. Well, it had like the MCU quip type stuff, but it was rated R, so we were able to have a,
Yeah. Well, and it was all like a
a
little just
laugh.
better. It was like better put together than
Yeah,
the.
I think it's an A. Like, I'm cool with it being an
Yeah.
A. I thoroughly, it's funny, it's enjoyable. I showed my parents the Wolverine trailer and they're like, "Yeah, your mom doesn't really like it because of the gore and all that." I'm like, I can see that, but so we go from Deadpool. Oh, I apologize. Deadpool came out before Apocalypse, but I digress. Now we go to
Okay, that's fine.
Logan.
Old Man Logan?
Yep, Old
Or
Man
just
Logan.
Logan? That's right.
Logan, Logan.
Yeah. I loved the hell out of this movie when it came out. I think I saw it twice in theaters. I bought the Blu-ray that included the black and white version. And I watched both. So I watched the color and the black and white version. But I think I've seen this movie 5 times. I quite like it. I think it does the like it has that like superhero awkward R-rated thing would be my only drawback with it, where it's like they like overly use the word fuck in it a lot. And like I don't it's a little clumsy sometimes with this R-ratedness, but like it flows good. It's got good performances, it's got a good like sim it's got a very it's like a Western sort of simplified vibe. I like the vague, like, oh my God, we don't know what's going. It's got like the mystery box, like a J.J. Abrams mystery box. Like, what happened to Professor X? Why is he like this? And I would say A.
I would say S.
Oh, okay.
I
I'm
for
in.
me I for me Logan is an S tier because of the fact that we were 17 years with this Logan. The fact that
Oh, the ending, S,
ending,
the
the
ending.
last time we saw
Yeah.
the thing too is like the last time we saw Hugh Jackman's Logan, it was an X-Men Days of Future
Yeah.
Past. Sure, he has a cameo in Apocalypse, but this is like the
Yeah,
he,
barely.
the fairy tale ending of like everybody's back, no one died from in Last Stand, nothing.
Yeah.
Everyone's back. And then we come back to him, 20, 30 years in the future, and it's like everybody's dead. And like Professor X is having these seizures that could like they have to
Kill out
live
the
in it,
world.
they have to live in a dome to
Yeah.
protect a, like,
And Wolverine's the only one that can withstand it and be with him.
yep. And
Like.
then like this, it's just that grittiness part of us to watch that movie, and you see how like hard it is to for him to pull the blades out, and then he shoots himself up to re X or to rage,
Yep.
and it's
And like,
him.
I was. It was the. It's. Also, one of the only superhero movies that I was like emotionally moved in. Like when
Yeah, me too.
at the end when she tilts the cross into an X. I was like, oh, keep it together, Keith. Keep it together.
Like
Keep it together.
I was that too, because just the fact of just the, we've gone 17 years with this guy, and then it's just like, it's the perfect send off to him. Like I know he's coming back for this movie, but at the time he's like, I don't want to do any more X-Men. Like, just like we did a perfect story for this character. Let's end it here. And I
And you
think
know,
we
it really did end there.
it did. It really did. So I would put an S.
I'm down. I like
All right.
it.
Then we go to Deadpool 2.
Okay.
I think I've seen that. I've only seen it a couple times.
I watched it recently. It's good. I like
Yeah.
the domino, like the interaction with X-Force thing. They throw a lot of stuff at the wall in this one.
I think
There's
they
like
do that because
those.
they got more money this time. Because like the first movie's like $15 million per, per self-funded, but I don't know
I'd
if it's
say
as good
it.
as the first
No,
one.
probably B.
That's what I was thinking.
And like the kid actor gets a little old
Yeah.
for the bad guy. Or
Yeah.
the whatever the kid they're trying to save.
Yeah, the British kid. Then yeah, I'm cool with B. Now for the F, Dark Phoenix.
Not much to say about this one.
The trailer gave it a lot away away.
It's kind of a bummer they do the. Oh, sorry to cut you off there. It's kind of a bummer they do the Quicksilver bit again.
Yeah. Well, they did the Quicksilver in Days of Future Past, which was like, holy shit, this is amazing. Then they did it in Apocalypse, and then they did it again in Dark Phoenix. So they shot themselves in the foot so many times. I'm like, hey. So no, I own Dark Phoenix because I blind bought it, but it's also my ADD of me buying movies and keeping the collection. So like I have to sought out the 4Ks of all the X-Men movies, so I have to
And
buy other.
it's funny to own also.
Yeah, it is. It's like, hey, what X-Men movies do you own in 4K? Logan, and Dark Phoenix. Because
Mostly.
I have all the other ones in Blu-ray, but it's just my ADD of like I have to upgrade, so I'm like looking to find the bundle pack of all of them to. Which is out there. I just need to, like, okay, I'm gonna buy it. But no, Dark Phoenix,
Was miserable.
it was
It was
miserable
it's
because we've already went through it with Last Stand. They just decided to, well, we have the new class of people. Let's just make, let's put in the 90s like the cartoon.
Yeah, it was just like, what's her name too? The Electra. Oh, fuck, never mind. I can't remember the name of the character. They introduced some characters that suck.
Is it what's
She's
her
in
face?
Transformers. No, she directs the. No, I can't even think of the. She has the purple lasers.
Oh, that is Apocalypse, my dude.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, yeah, she sucked in that.
Olivia Munn.
Yeah, it was like the director.
Yeah, she's in. This is the one that has Sophia Turner's Jean Grey, and they brought in Jessica Chastain to seek out the Phoenix. But to me, I just didn't like this movie because they played off Last Stand. They played off.
Remember it was like boring.
They played off all the things of like what we've already done, but they're like, let's just do in the 90s and they'll be somewhat different. It's like,
Well, and
no.
they have the balls to even make a joke about how third movies are bad.
Yeah.
And
Exact.
it's
Yeah.
like, oh, motherfucker, you can't talk. What are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. You can't dead. Well, they Deadpooled it because Deadpool's, started doing those. But it's like you do all this, and then I think I want to say like Magneto and Xavier are at ends, at war with each other again. It's just like, come on, like we don't need to worry about this. And but yeah, I just think, yeah, I'm cool with that. And then I know there is like the New Mutants or whatever. I never
Oh
saw it.
yeah.
I never seen it, so I don't know where I will.
It wasn't good. I enjoyed it because it's a little horror-y. And it's got Arya dark in it. Let's give it a let's give that one a D.
Yeah, that's what I was
Because
hoping for. I was gonna say if you're gonna put
I
New
like
Mutant,
that. I
if
was
you're gonna put
the
New Mutants up
yeah.
alongside with Origins, come on. You have an issue.
Yeah, I'd kill myself.
Well, there's our S tier. There's our list
Then
of
a side note, which I'll just shout out, which
yeah.
yeah. Oh, I see I have one more X-Men thing shout out
Yeah.
that I don't know if I haven't heard of many people being a fan of it, was Legion, which I was quite a fan of. An FX show. About that, but that was an X-Men intellectual property that was very good, had Aubrey Plaza in it
I'm
and
looking
Dan
at it right now. It's on the
Stevens.
wiki.
And yeah, it was excellent,
Yeah,
excellent. Highly recommend it for any
it's one
X-Men
of those
fans.
things of like, it's like one of those movies like, hey, it's an X-Men movie show, but we're not going to say it's X-Men.
Oh, it's very far away.
Yeah.
They eventually do. It's a big moment where they like bring up. Because I think he's like Cyclops' son, I think is what the twist.
I thought he was
That's
Xavier's.
like the Legion character.
Could
Or
Cyclops son's Cable?
sorry,
It's
yeah.
Xavier's.
I'm sorry, I'm yeah, no, I misspoke. It's Xavier's son. That's like the big twist you fill out. It takes a whole season for him to like put the dots together.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Wikipedia right now. They even actually
Oh yeah.
asked Patrick Stewart if he could come in to film something. He's like, I'm 100% down, but they changed it to like he was too old, so they tried to get McAvoy, and he was unavailable. So,
That's funny.
anything you've watched, Mr. Horror Boy?
I'll go quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go quick. I checked off a couple of the ones I was super interested in. I watched Abigail, which loved it. Speaking of Legion, Dan Stevens, Gale, and Abigail is, I think, I def I've recommend Joe, I think you might like it.
Yeah.
It's very funny. It's not scary.
Okay. My dad wants to see it.
It's got like characters with exaggerated. It's like Clue. Oh, it's awesome. It's got the most hilarious blood splatter. I LOL'd in the theater with the like. There's some good vampire kill scenes where they like shove the stake into the heart, and then it's like this like balloon pop blood explosion that fills the room.
What people think ha really happens in those
And just
movies when
like
you
the
kill a
voices and
vampire?
exaggerated personalities. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I've seen some critiques that like the pacing's not great in it, and it's like it like never really takes off. But I don't know, I enjoyed it. It's Clue basically. It's
Okay.
people stuck in a house,
Okay.
and they have to figure out. It's like they have to figure out what's going on. But it's fun. And then I watched. Yeah, I would. I don't regret going to the theater. It was a good vibes in the theater. There was people laughing. It was a good energy. So that helped too. And then because of our lore master over here finding info for us, I'd learned that I was able to watch Late Night with the Devil at Home, which was awesome. But yeah, Late Night with the Devil, also recommend.
Okay.
It's a little more horror. It's weird. It's a very weird movie. It's like it does the it like takes place in real time sort of. So like the movie is just filming basically this and the filming of this like episode. It takes place during like Johnny Carson era late night, and this guy is trying to compete with Johnny Carson, and to do that he like brings on an exorcist and takes sort of a supernatural angle on his like Halloween episode, and
Okay.
everything just goes horribly wrong,
That
and
checks
then
out.
that's kind of the premise.
Awesome.
And it was cool. Some of like the colors and like shot techniques and special effects were fun. Yeah, it was good. And then I have to announce it because there's not many people out in the world who appreciate it. I finished Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. 106 hours playtime. I'm exhausted.
How was it?
It took forever.
You're gonna take some plays off there, champ,
And
or you got a new game in line?
the big. Yeah. No, my next up is Elden Ring has the expansion coming out, so I've started a new Elden Ring game. That's my new project.
Okay.
But I was pleasantly sur I wasn't surprised, but I was pleased with the twists. There's the Final Fantasy VII moment where a thing happens to a certain character where if you know, you know. The way the new game, the remake, handles it, interesting, very good. That's what I'll say. Just
Nice.
took too long. Took too long. But I did it.
Nice. Like I said
But yeah,
earlier in
that's me.
Nice. Like I said in the earlier in the X-Men talk, I finished season one of X-Men, so of the cartoon. So that was nice. It gets a little better, I think. It was cool that they did have the Days of Future Past stuff on it. So that's like episodes 10 and 11, or 10, 11, 12 type thing. It's like not the finale, but it's close to it. Watched Rocky, like all the Rocky movies was on HBO the other day, so I watched like all of them. So that was
Jesus.
cool. Yeah, well,
That's cool.
they were on the background, but Rocky, it literally started at Rocky one and ended at Balboa. I didn't get to Balboa, but I got to like four, so that was fun. But that's it for my what I've watched. It's one of those things, like there's tons of things I want to watch, but it's with the producer, so I can't, like, I don't want to be that guy and go ahead in time and, watch it and then have to rewatch it again and be like, oh, that's surprising. But I know upcoming, we're going to go see The Room, the Tommy Wiseau movie, for like the
Hell yeah.
100th,
Hell
100th
yeah.
time. However, the actor that plays Mark will be there, so we get to do like a Q&A with him, I guess, and all that fun
You got to
stuff.
bring something to have him sign it.
Yeah, I think he I it depends on how much he charges, you know what I mean? Like,
Oh, he's gonna charge for so yeah.
I don't know if he is or not, but so we have that. The NFL draft this week.
I can see him not charging. He's not very important.
Yeah, I can see that too, but I also can see the charging happening too.
Yeah.
Then NFL draft this
Okay, here's a
weekend, so I
question.
might
If you
watch
could
some
have
of it.
Tommy Wiseau, sorry, this is more important than what I'm saying.
Of course.
If you could have Tommy Wiseau or Mark sign one thing, what would it be?
I don't know. That is, I
What
have the
about
room. I have the room's DVD, so to sign that, or
That's pretty good.
if I
What
had
about
a.
like I just had a weird wacky thought. What about like your refrigerator? Because you could always just be in the kitchen and see it. You just see
Hey,
this
can
thing
you
that's
come
good.
over and like sign my
Sign
fridge?
my yeah.
Sign like a hole in one ball. Like, I just want you to sign my hole in one ball here. Here, I have a. The producer has like her old VHS is here, and one's like home fries. So why don't you sign my home fries
Or
VHS,
you could do
please?
like you could like to do the Step Brothers joke and have him sign a sword, a samurai
Yeah,
sword or
yeah,
something.
yeah, yeah. I have a, Chu Wong Fu. Thank you, Julie Newmar. Sign my Chu Wong Fu VHS, please. Thank you.
Anyway, sorry.
That's what I'm looking forward to. So, but yeah, for that being said, you can go to nocellentertainment.com. That's right, nocellentertainment.com. We can find all the things we do for you. You can find us on the social medias on Facebook, Twitter, X, Instagram, and the No Cell Discord at No Cell Entertainment. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to your podcasts.